Blog Talk Radio.
Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship. And we will work.
Well, good evening or good morning. This is Diane Lennon, your host. Whichever it is for you, night or morning, we're so glad you're here with us. As we say in America, how are you doing? I hope things are going well for you. If not, we will certainly be praying for each of you in our prayer time tonight. And I'm so glad you're with us. I look forward to our time together. And we're continuing to say the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Additionally, I will pray in my own words. Lord, we thank you for each one of our listeners, each one of our new family members who've joined God's family this year, and for those who are yet to join. We pray, Lord, that you would draw them unto you and into your family by your Spirit. Woo them, Lord, and help them to understand and see the need to accept God's best gift and to hear about God's Word in the Book of John and other books that we will read together, to know how to live a good life and one that will give us eternal life in the hereafter. And we pray, Lord, for those who are sick and infirmed, God, that you would reach and touch them and help them to stand on the Scripture and claim their healing, as the Bible does instruct us to receive our healing. We pray, Lord, for our friend Maria, who is in Asia as we speak. Pray, Lord, that you would help her to accomplish her task and to come home refreshed and ready to see God's work. We pray for our friend Ron in Auberry, California, who has been fighting cancer, and for my cousin Daryl up near Stockton, who is fighting cancer. Pray for my cousin Roger and Shirley and my uncle George, all who've been fighting cancer. Lord, we pray for every person around the world who is fighting cancer. Lord, we pray that you would touch them, give them the wisdom with how to overcome it, and if it's not their time to remain here and it's their time to be with you, we pray that you would prepare their hearts for the hereafter, in which time we will see them again as we all join together with the Lord. For we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and there is really no better place than to be present with God. Although we do want to fulfill our life here on earth, it's been planned for us. We pray for a long life for all our loved ones and our family members. They will have opportunity in their lifetime on earth to show and demonstrate the glory of God to others, tell others of the salvation plan, of how to receive Jesus into their life, and how each person can be a part of God's family and walk toward the kind of life that Jesus led. Our role model is the one to follow. I would just pray, Lord, that you would touch all those tonight specifically who have cancer, that you will really meet their needs, extrapolate that cancer from their body. Heal them, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for whatever illness anyone may have, whether it be a systemic kind of illness, ordinary aches and pains, or a true disease. We pray that you'll touch your body. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad that tonight we are going to continue on in the book of John, chapter 15. So please turn to me in the book of John. And if you'd like to take notes, now's the time to get your paper and pencil or ink pen out. Here Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Think about that a minute. First of all, if he's the true vine, that must mean that there is a false vine. And if you just think about it, for everything in earth, in our lives, around us, we know that there is an opposite. There, for truth, there's false. For darkness, there's light. For evil, there's goodness. Everything has an opposite. And I believe that's parallel of the two kingdoms of the Lord God and of Satan and his followers. In verse 2, he lops off every branch that does not produce. In other words, if a part of the tree is kind of withered up and it's not bearing fruit, he cuts it off. That's what we call pruning, so that regrowth can take place. You can have opportunity to replace that old part that's not functioning with new growth. And he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. And this is done periodically, usually yearly. Do we do that in our life when we try to prune those things out of our life that aren't working well, reevaluate ourselves and see where we need to prune off the things that aren't working? Verse 3, he has already tended you by pruning you back for greater strength and usefulness by means of the commands I gave you. Take care to live in me and let me live in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit when severed from the vine. So if we're not connected to Jesus the vine, then we can't produce fruit. In other words, it's hard for us to do good things in our own strength because they're probably not going to work too well. We might spin our wheels and try and try and try, but nothing seems to work unless we're connected to the branch of the tree of life. And Jesus is the tree of life. Nor can you be fruitful apart from me. Meaning we can't do many wonderful, fruitful things unless we're connected to the Lord. If we're apart from him and separated from him, we're just not going to be able to bear fruit. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. Now, this is symbolic, of course, meaning that we're going to demonstrate God's glory, God's power, and hopefully we will appear as, say, a flower in bloom. You know how you'll see some trees, like cherry trees, that has these blossoms on them before the fruit sets on and then grows into the fruit? There's that time when we're blossoming like the flowers on a fruit tree. And then people can see what's happening in our life. It's visible to others when we have those blossoms, the flowers, and then when the fruit set on, form a pod and then grow. If anyone from me you can't, or for apart from me, you cannot do anything. If anyone separates from me, he is thrown away like a useless branch, withers and is gathered into a pile with all the others and burned. Whoa, that's pretty tough, isn't it? But if you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. We just ask tonight for healing among our friends. Let's stay connected and continue to stay connected and believe for your healing, for your own illness. That's a major part of it. My true disciples produce bountiful harvests. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Live within my love. When you obey me, you are living in my love, just as I obey my Father and I live in his love. I have told you this, that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your cup of joy will overflow. I demand that you love each other as much as I love you. You know, we have seen Jesus demonstrate his love throughout this chapter. And when he's demonstrated his love, he said, let's not stone one another. Let's not judge one another. Let's not decide that the woman at the well, for example, is such a deep sinner that she's not worth reaching out to tell about salvation. He gives us some examples of how to relate to others in the world. And it's important that we take that example and we try to do it as he has demonstrated to us. Now in verse 12 he says, I demand that you love each other as much as I love you. That means we don't have a choice. As Marie and I say a lot, we have no choice. We're a Christian and we have to do what God wants us to do. And here, we don't really have any choice when we're attached to the vine of the tree of life. We are commanded to love each other as much as Christ loves us. And here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when a person lays down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you slaves, for a master does not confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, proved by the fact that I have told you everything the Father told me. Speaking of the Father, we're going to take a short break and hear a song called El Shaddai by Amy Grant. She recorded this in the early 1970s, I believe. And it's a beautiful song that tells about a relationship with God. Let's hear El Shaddai. Just worship together in the Spirit. 16, you did not choose me. I chose you, said the Lord. I appointed you to go and produce lovely fruit always, so that no matter what you ask for from the Father using my name, he will give it to you. It is no accident if you have found this radio show and you are listening to this word tonight or this morning, because God has chosen you. He has appointed you to go and produce lovely fruit so that no matter what you ask for from the Father using my name, the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. I demand that you love each other, for you get enough hate from the world, don't we? We all know that. But then it hated me before it hated you. The world would love you if you belong to it, but you don't belong to it. For I chose you to come out of the world, and so it hates you. You think about that. It doesn't hate you for who you are. It hates you because you have Jesus in you, and you are part of God's family. And it has hate because those people are walking in darkness, and they haven't come to know the Lord as their Savior yet. And it's for us to go explain to them about stepping out from darkness and walking in the light of the Lord that he provides us. And that's how you grow fruit. Do you remember what I told you? A slave isn't greater than his master. So then they persecuted me. Naturally, they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. The people of the world will persecute you because you belong to me. Jesus is speaking here. For they don't know God who sent me. They would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them. But now they have no excuse for their sin. That's like now that someone has told them the truth, they have no excuse for not changing. So once you've told an individual the truth about the Lord, continue to pray for them and watch and make sure that they accept the Lord. Anyone hating me is also hating my Father. If I hadn't done such mighty miracles among them, they would not be counted guilty. But as it is, they saw these miracles, and yet they hated both of us. For me, they hated me and my Father. This has fulfilled what the prophet said concerning the Messiah. They hated me without reason. But I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth. He will come to you from the Father and will tell you all about me. And you also must tell everyone about me, because you have been with me from the beginning. I'm going to give those who would like to come into the family, introduced to the Lord, opportunity at this time. John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it's real important that we receive God as a gift. You know that God created us all to be a part of his family and to worship great. But yet he's such a gentleman, he gives each one of us a choice and wants those who are already in the family of God to share with others. We're sharing that with you now. John 1:2, "But as many as received him, them he gave the right to become children of God and enter the kingdom of heaven." John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again." And that is in order to Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died." John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant." Isaiah 54:5, "Surely he hath borne our grief, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions," that's our sin, "and he was bruised for our chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." You're going to find coming soon here in God, which comes through the time of achieving his purpose for us, for our eternal salvation. Be close to that book of John, but right now we're going to give those who have not yet joined God's family and accepted the Lord, Father, I know that I have been walking in darkness and have been separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sin. And I confess my sin, and I receive your forgiveness now. I am willing to turn from my way, go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. And I ask that you will be with me and the Spirit will give me guidance in order to understand the scriptures as I read and have read the scriptures to me. Lord, that you will help me not to be hung up or stopped or sidetracked in the petty arguments of doctrine by others who somehow get their eyes off focus for what God wants us to do. And we hope that we will all become fruitful as Christ. Christians, and if you're praying, ask the Lord that you will become a fruitful Christian who lives like Christ, following his pattern. And we thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I am so glad you're now a part of God's family. You're a child of God. And there's a song I've played in the past, I haven't played in a while, that to me reminds me of angels singing in heaven. You know, the angels do sing in heaven, I believe, when each new person comes into the family of God, because it's an important, life-changing, eternity-changing event for each person. Let's just praise the Lord with these singers and worship together while we're praising and worshiping that new people have entered into the family of God and received Jesus as their Savior. Thank you, Lord. Let's just thank the Lord together. Thank you for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing that beautiful song that's out there in public domain. We want to remember to our friend John, who is one of the persons who calls into our show from Africa. And he has told me he has difficulty from time to time in calling in, but he has not given up. He wants to keep trying to call in. But if there is someone else who wants to, you can contact me at diane@lenning.com. We can accommodate more than one person who wants to call in and interpret the scripture or the book of John in your native tongue. I just ask that you be a Christian so that you understand the principles and the information that we're talking about. So I know we have some friends, quite a few friends in Africa who still haven't been able to connect with us yet, who hope to do this in the future. Keep praying for them. I've had some connections with some of them. So we are looking forward to new people joining us. It will happen. We'll just keep going forward each week, believing and trusting that God will work out the situations in their lives to be able to call in to share the book of John and later on other books of the Bible in your native tongue. We hope to be able to keep doing this as long as God allows us to do this. This is something that God has put on my heart and the hearts of other co-hosts who want to share the good news around the world. So we pray, hope that you will pray for our friend John who hasn't been able to call in tonight. Lord, we pray for John that you will help him in whatever circumstances he's had. We know he has been sick lately. We pray that you would continue to touch his body and heal him, Lord, and help him in his work and his job and the endeavors that he's pursuing to try to make a better life for himself and his family and his community. We pray that you would bless whatever he touches his hand to and anoint him, Lord, when he shares and help him to have discernment and know when to say what. We pray you would protect him, other Christians in Africa and around the world, in Asia and the Eastern Hemisphere. For we know that many are under attack by the evil one. For we know in the last day the devil goes around as a lion, roaring, seeking whom he may devour. And we just bind that roaring spirit of evil in the name of Jesus, and we loosen the power of God's angels and to protect our Christian family around the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, put a hedge around them of protection and cause other barriers or lights or whatever to cause it to be difficult for the enemy to see them and cause it to be difficult so the enemy cannot harm them. We pray and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're coming to the near the end of our show, but I'd like to finish with one I don't think I've played for you yet. It's called There's Something About That Name, and the name, of course, is Jesus.
Gloria Keith.
Jesus.
Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard her mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus. Jesus. Embers have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, there is something about that name.
I'll be praying for you, my friends. Pray for me as well, too. And all our other friends around the world will see you next time, every Wednesday and Friday night, and sometimes Sunday night. I'm having a bit of fun on Sunday night. But you can always go in and play an archived lesson at any time of hour or day. We know that God loves you, and I love you, and all of our hosts love you, and we will be back again. Thank you so much for being with us. Good night. Bye-bye. Adios. Hasta luego. Until later.